You are about to enjoy a presentation recorded at the 2023 Michigan Conference Camp Meeting held at Cedar Lake, Michigan. We pray that the Lord will bless you as you listen.
Dear Father in heaven, thank you so much for a new day, a beautiful day. And as we come, we want our hearts and minds open to you, your word, your Holy Spirit. Teach us, mold us, make us into your image. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Appreciate that prayer. Welcome. We're so glad you joined us. So what we're discussing here is the three angels' messages and how to share it in 30 seconds. And yesterday we shared a way how we can do that. Was that longer or shorter than 30 seconds? The initial contact, and I'll just do it for those who came in today for the first time. We believe through the inspiration, Ellen White tells us that the three angels' messages have to be distributed like never before. It's a special message. That's what we were seeing. Welcome. Good morning. And she also says that this book, The Great Controversy, contains the last warning to the world. Basically, this is the three angels' messages is described in this book better than in any other book besides the Bible. But what happens with the Bible, because of the spiritual blindness, people read the Bible, the evangelicals, and it goes right over the top. They miss the points. And this has been given to us as a magnifying glass for people who have problems with the sight, spiritual sight. This helps us to understand the issues. So if we believe that this contains the three angels' messages and it unpacks it in a special way, then we can share this book, and by sharing this, we're sharing the three angels' messages. Yesterday, we were reading as well that the health message is there. What? It's as closely connected to the third angel's message as the arm to the body. So you can't separate the message from the three angels' messages from the health messages. That's why we invented a health magazine on stress, anxiety, depression in the book. And we already have seen the results. I went into a store and I said, ma'am, I have, welcome, good to have you back. I said, ma'am, we're delivering a gift. Welcome back and welcome. We're delivering a gift and this is your copy. I said, oh, she says, no, you keep it to yourself. I don't need anything like that. And you'll find people who will talk to you like that. Is that pleasant? No. I had two options to just leave and say, oh, I'm sorry. But I said, ma'am, on this side, I flipped the book and I said, it's a health magazine on stress, anxiety, and depression. I said, oh, wait a minute, I need that. And she did look like she did. She did need that. She sounded like she did. She acted like she did. And she said, I need that. Can you take that magazine from it? I said, ma'am, I can, but I recommend that you take the book as well. You don't have to read it. Don't worry. Just leave it somewhere on your shelves behind all of your books. And at some point in life, you might want to read it. Oh, okay, I'll take it. What did it? The health message, the entering wedge. That's why we see the results of that over and over and over. So when something is inspired, it's such a blessing to have the inspired methods, because God knew how people will be in the 21st century. He knew that they will be like, nope, thank you. So he says, you need the health message. God knew that everybody will be stressed, depressed, and anxious. And when you tell them this magazine is on stress, anxiety, depression, oh, how did you know that I needed it? We all do. Yes. Good question. We'll talk about this, how to organize outreach with your church, and we'll talk about how to order those as well. For now, just to answer directly your question, the question was how to order Thrive magazine only. For now, we don't have Thrive magazine separately. We only have them together as a package with the book. The reason why, because we didn't print more of the magazines. We printed exact amount of magazines and exact amount of books. So if we sell magazines separately, then the books will be without a magazine. And we said, no, bad idea. But in the future, we'll have the magazine separately as well. Not now. So for now, if you want the magazine, you get it for a very, very cheap price, but it comes together with a book. So you'll have the benefit of that too. So we'll just look. We have looked on Monday why the three angels messages, what are the results. Yesterday, how to practically share the three angels messages in 30 seconds. Today, how to organize a distribution with your family, church, and friends. And we'll concentrate mainly on your church. How to get... guys, I see a chair back there, a chair back there.
There's two guests here.
Yep, so we still have spaces back there. Yep. So, yeah, the people are attracted to the three angels' messages, and I say amen. I can tell that this is Michigan. This is Michigan. Michigan is special. So, okay, just a reminder, and to refresh those who were here yesterday and those who weren't, what do? We knock on the door, and I say, hi, my name is Oleg, and I'm delivering a gift in the community. Here's your free copy. Enjoy it.
Thank you.
That's it. That's all. Your work is done. Most of the time, or many times, I should say thank you. Many times, people will say thank you, boom, shut the door, and that's it. And your mission is accomplished there. Okay? The only thing you have to do after that, just pray for that person. That's, we'll talk about that, the objections and all of that. Yes, what church are you from? Is this religious? Who is paying for this? Or what is the goal of this? What are you pursuing with this? All of that, we'll talk about that in just a moment. But just for you to know that if you forget this canvas, don't worry. The only thing you have to remember, here's a gift for you. Is that easy enough? We've tried to make it as easy as possible. As a matter of fact, I need to tell you the story how this came about. This little canvas, it was not that we were not using this one, but I was in Flagstaff, Arizona, and I think I told you the story yesterday. The treasurer of that church, he is an ex-CFO of Adventist Health. A big guy in Adventist Health, you know, so he was retired. And I said, Mike, are you coming with us for the outreach? No, 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 no. That's not my gift. My gift is not door to door. You guys go, I'll be praying for you. I said, Mike, how about you and I going out together? Huh. Okay, I guess I'll go. So we're going out, and he's all important. You know, he's all like, okay, I'll do you a favor. I'll go with you. And we're going out, and something happened. I got nervous. And at the first door, I started like, and I didn't say what I was supposed to say. And the person on the other side was, you know, Flagstaff is a very interesting city. And the person says, he said a few bad words and said, thank you, no, boom. And I looked at Mike and said, well, sometimes this happens. And Mike says, I'll do the next door. He was so embarrassed. He was so embarrassed at what had just happened. I'll do the next door. And at the next door, what Mike says, this exact thing. He says, hi, my name is Mike, and this is my buddy Oleg. We're delivering a gift in the community, and here's your free copy. Enjoy it. Oh, thank you so much. And he said, I guess I'll do the next one too. So he did the next 15 doors, and nobody rejected him. I said, Mike, "You're awesome." I said, "Welcome, guys. We have one there and we have one there. Just enough for the two of you." So I'm okay. So that's how this canvas came about, from somebody who said that his gift was not going door to door. How many of you think that your gift is not going door to door? How many of you that? I would love to go out with you. I know I would learn some big things from you. I would learn, and we would probably put it in our official training after. Because almost everything that we have on our training, we got it from someone. When I'm going out with somebody, it's not that I'm going out to teach somebody, I'm going to learn. Yes, we'll show what worked in the past for us. This has worked very, very well. This just works so well. But I'm always learning new things from people that I'm going out with. So that's why it's a privilege to be going out together. Yes.
Smile, make eye contact.
Yes, that's going to be in our training on Friday. Thank you. It was December 26, 2004, beautiful beaches of Indonesia. People were enjoying. It was wonderful. But at 7:30 a.m., a huge earthquake struck. Remember that? The earthquake itself did not do that much of a damage, but what came after, what was that? At 7:59, a huge tsunami. Over 250,000 people have died that morning there in Indonesia and in the islands around. 250,000 people. Those who study tsunamis, they said, how come that in the 21st century we would have so many people die of a tsunami? It's not that the technology can stop a tsunami, but what we have is alarms. And the alarm gives you between 20 and 30 seconds to run to the high places. But that morning in Indonesia there was silence. So they realized that the system has not moved beyond the prototype. So the alarm was not functional. Now, you and I, we know that there is a tsunami coming to the world. Not a tsunami of water, but a tsunami of lies and sophistries where everyone will receive a mark or a seal. And we know that the number of people is going to be way, way larger than 250,000 people. Now, the question is, does God have an alarm system? Let me ask you, in your town, in your city, is there silence like there was on Indonesian beaches that morning? Or your city hears the alarm? Friends, it's so sad that many of our cities experience silence.
It's funny, it's so noisy that people are running to and fro so fast, there is silence.
There are wrong messages out there, but there is no true alarm, God's alarm, the three angels' messages. The three angels' messages is exactly that, is telling people, hi, run to the high places because a tsunami is coming. That's right. That will be the response of many. But many would heed the message. So in Isaiah 62:6, we read, God says, I have set watchmen on your walls, O Jerusalem. They shall never hold their peace, day or night. You who make mention of the Lord, do not keep what? I believe that this group here, you guys decided not to keep silence any longer. That's why you are here. You want to learn how to break that silence in the store, how to share the three angels' messages in the store under 30 seconds, how to share it at the gas station, how to share it with your neighbors, how to share it in your community, how to share it everywhere. I mean, we're so excited. My family and I, coming all the way from California, you know how many opportunities we have to share the three angels' messages? Truck stops, What do we do at truck stops? The kids, can you imagine with the kids traveling all of this 4,000 miles? They get so tired. So what do we do at truck stops? Get out, go to the truck drivers and share great controversies with them. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Every truck stop, we can share 15, 20 books. That means 20 more families have the entire truth in their homes. Every opportunity that we have. Listen to what Ellen White says, and I think we read this quote first day. In a special sense, Seventh-day Adventists have been set in the world as what? And light bearers. To them has been entrusted the last warning for a perishing world. On them is shining a wonderful light from the Word of God. They have been given a work of the most solemn import, the proclamation of the first, second, and third angels' messages. There is no other work of so great importance. They are to allow nothing else to absorb their attention. Friends, let's be channels of multiplication. Let's be channels of multiplication as we go back to our churches. Let's sound the alarm within our churches. And please, not in a critical way. Not in a, oh, we don't do anything. We don't do any work. No, that never works. That never works. That will only put this message down. We need to present it in a positive way. If everyone is sleeping, no one wants to do it, don't get mad. Don't get upset. Do it yourself. And show it with your example. Great revivals always begun with one person who was willing to do God's will. You can be that person for your church. It doesn't matter if you're young. It doesn't matter if you're old. And I wouldn't show. I wouldn't show this time. It's just because Satan would do that to you. Well, no. What will they say? Well, again, this person that always comes. No, don't worry. Pray and God will use you. The time is now. It says, the work which the church has failed to do in the time of peace and prosperity, she'll have to do in a terrible crisis under most discouraging, forbidden circumstances. Friends, I think the Lord has allowed COVID to happen to show us how quickly things can change. From one day to the other, everything is changed. Do we believe that stuff like that will happen again? Well, if you read your Bible, it says like a woman that goes into the birth pains. Ladies, does it get any easier after your first contraction?
Oh, no.
It gets more frequency and more intense. That is exactly what's going to be happening. Now the Lord has given us, in His mercy, He's given us a little bit of time of peace and relative prosperity. Will we not take advantage of this? Or will we be that unwise that will want to work under crisis and forbidden circumstances? I'm telling you, after COVID is a lot easier to work than before COVID. People are so much more receptive. So much more receptive. And we still have some freedom and we still have some financial prosperity. This is the time to do it. That's why at Streams of Light, we have decided to run as fast as we can and to give that warning, not alone, but to multiply ourselves through churches, to inspire churches. That's why next year, the goal is to have a division-wide distribution. That means 6,300 churches in the division, Canada as well, to rally them. And some churches say, no, we wouldn't do that. That's fine. We wouldn't criticize them. We will call them out. We'll just allow them to get to this point where we are at some point. We'll do the work with those who are ready to do it. Is that okay? There is no need to criticize anyone. Let's just do the work with those who want to work. That's as easy as that. So I believe that's why the time is now. As soon as you get back to your church, pray and go to work, and the Lord will use your enthusiasm, your belief, your desire to work for Him to multiply it. Why there is so much enthusiasm in my personal life for this book? Listen, I believe, I don't know about you, but I believe that Ellen White is just as inspired as the prophet Daniel and as the prophet John. Why do I believe that? Because the source of inspiration is the same. Who inspired Daniel and who inspired John? That's right. Who inspired Ellen White? Was John and Daniel sinful people, just like you and I? Yes, I believe that what God has given Ellen White is so important. That's why when we read it, let's take it as a message directly from God to us. So listen to what she says. The great controversy should be very widely circulated. I'm more anxious, says Ellen White, to see a wide circulation for this book than for any others I have written. For in the great controversy, the last message of warning to the world is given more distinctly than in any of my other books. What are we all about? The last warning to the world. That is the purpose of the Seventh-day Adventist, to give the last warning to the world. Ellen White says, yes, she would say, I know you love Steps to Christ. That's my favorite book, by the way, Steps to Christ. If it was up to Oleg, you know what book would go to every home in North America? Steps to Christ. That's a beautiful book. As a matter of fact, I'm reading it now again, probably for about, yeah, I don't know what time. I don't know, many, many times. I just went to Prague 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, in the Czech Republic, and there we met with part of my family that came from Germany, and they are ex-Adventists. They are, they said, it's just too boring in the church. So what we did for the 3 days that we were there, every morning we read one chapter of the book Steps to Christ. And I was seeing how that book was penetrating in their hearts. Like a two-edged sword. And we made a commitment that going home, we'll read one chapter of Steps to Christ a week. The chapters are so small, you can read one a day, one an hour. But with them, they're at a different level, once a week. And we are sharing the quotes that we like in a chat, in a WhatsApp chat that we created for that. It's so amazing. For those who were drinking and who were partying just a few weeks ago, now to see these quotes appearing there in the chat and saying, this touched my heart so much. So the book, Steps to Christ, is awesome. And actually, we're working now in creating a great controversy with Steps to Christ in the back. We are looking in printing it on thinner paper so that the thickness of the book will be exact same, but it will have Steps to Christ in it as well. Not in the beginning, at the end. Why? Because we believe that the great controversy is a stand-alone book. It doesn't need any help. It doesn't need any oil. It has been inspired to be like this. But we just want to add Steps to Christ in there as well, just for people to have extra resources as well. So according to Ellen White, when I read this, I said, Lord, then not my will be done, but yours. That's why if somebody says, no, the great controversy shouldn't be distributed, well, and then some pastors say it should only be distributed to those who have already done Bible studies. Really? That's according to whom? That's according to Pastor John, to Pastor Steve, to Pastor whatever. How about according to the spirit of prophecy? Listen to what she says. The words have been spoken in charge to me. Who has spoken the words to her? God Himself. Write in the book the things which thou hast seen and heard, and let it go to all the people, for the time is at hand when past history will be repeated. Let me ask you, all, what does all mean? Does that mean Generation Z as well? And millennials? And the 1040 window? All means all. And Ellen White has done her part. What was her part? Her part was to write in a book. Do you know what happened to Ellen White when she started writing the book? I would like to see if, I don't know if it will work, but I want to show you a short video about what happened to her when she was writing the book. The audio had some issues, so I'll see if we can have it.
Yeah, who do you think the issues came from?
I'm sorry about the YouTube is somewhat sometimes dangerous because of other images that appear there.
Would you please shut off one of the lights because all I see is glare?
Yes, we will. Thank you. Thank you. We should have done that from before. Okay, right here. Let's see if this works. Okay, it does. Probably a little too loud. Don't fall asleep, please.
There is one book that almost cost Ellen White her life, and that book today is entitled The Great Controversy. The origins of this book come to this rural area here, just outside the town of Bowling Green in the state of Ohio. Ellen and James White have been traveling across the state visiting various families, and they were in this area for the funeral of a young child. The funeral took place on March the 14th, 1858 in the Lovett's Grove Schoolhouse, which would have been located just across the road from here. During the funeral sermon, Ellen White received a vision that lasted 2 hours. Receiving a vision during the funeral of a grieving young family is not the ideal timing, but the truth that this vision would share would be vitally important to us today. The following day, James and Ellen were traveling home by train, and she relayed to him what she had seen, and they discussed plans for writing out the vision. It was decided that when they reached home, this would be her first work. Yet on that train, there was what one author has described as an unseen, unpaying passenger who was determined that the world should never know the truth about himself, that it should not get published and see the light of day. Arriving in Jackson, Michigan, they went to the home of Dan Palmer, and as Ellen White was conversing with Sister Palmer, she suffered a cold, strange sensation pass over her right side and heart. Those present earnestly prayed for her, and with a partially restored strength, she was able to continue her journey here to Battle Creek. Arriving back here in this house, she began to write, but it wasn't easy. Initially, she only had enough strength to write barely one page, and then she had to rest for 3 days afterwards. But as she continued to write and her strength increased, she was able to progress and finish the book. In June of that year, she received some light as to what happened in Dan Palmer's home, and she wrote, "I was shown in vision that in the attack at Jackson, Satan had intended to take my life in order to hinder the work that I was about to write, but angels of God were sent to my rescue." The unseen, unpaying passenger on that train did not want the world to know that he had been an angel in heaven, that he had fallen into sin, and that he was the cause of the misery in this world. The first published account of this vision would be this book right here, the 1858 edition of Spiritual Gifts, Volume 1. This would later be enlarged into The Spirit of Prophecy, volumes 1-4, and then eventually to what we have today, a 5-part series entitled The Conflict of the Ages, of which the book Great Controversy is the last in the series. The great controversy between Christ and Satan would be a major theme in the writings of Ellen White, and also the motif by which Seventh-day Adventists would understand as key to unlocking scripture. This book, the one that almost cost Ellen White her life, has changed lives all around the world and is the one that we should seek to share as much as possible.
Ellen White herself said, "The Great Controversy should be very widely circulated. It contains the story of the past, the present, and the future. In its outline of the closing scenes of this Earth's history, it bears a powerful testimony in behalf of the truth. I am more anxious to see a wide circulation for this book than for any others that I have written. For in The Great Controversy, the closing scenes of this world's history are given more distinctly than in any of my other books. If you have never read the book, The Great Controversy, then I would invite you to do so. And if you have, then pray and ask God for wisdom on who to share a copy with."
Awesome. Thank you for the lights there. So, did Ellen White accomplish her goal and her task? Tremendous. Yes, yes. And now it's up to you and I to do the other part of making sure that it goes to all the people. Yes, ma'am.
You can see her house at the historic Adams Village in
Boundary. Yes, amen. We look forward to that. My kids, Yaro especially, my son, said, "Daddy, are we going there this time?" Yes, awesome, awesome. Thank you. Thank you. So this is the goal. The goal, that's why our goal is one book in every home in North America by 2026. It's a very ambitious goal. Some people will criticize and saying, "We don't have that long. Why 2026? And the others would criticize, "Are you crazy? You will not achieve that even until 210. So you have criticism from both sides, but don't never worry about critics. You just do what the Lord has called you to do. Loving those who criticize you and just keep plowing forward. So I would like, before we go to the practical part of how to organize this with your church, I would really want all of us, those who can and those who want, to come out on outreach on Friday, this coming Friday. I'll respond in just a moment. There will be never a better way of training than a practical hands-on training. What we'll do on Friday, we'll go out for about an hour and a half. We'll distribute each couple, we'll distribute about 25 books, because that's about what we do in an hour, about 25 books. We will pray for each couple to bring back one Bible study interest. That's going to be our prayer. And then we'll come back and we'll share testimonies and we'll share questions. Some of you will get some questions, we'll get some objections at the doors, and you'll say, "I didn't know what to do." And we'll discuss them here and we'll just try to do it together. Is that okay? What time will we do it? There are two options. You know, there are in the morning, we have this seminar time from 9:30 to 10:30. And what goes after this? What happens after the seminars usually? So we don't want people to miss on the plenary. Because one way was to go, instead of the seminar hour, to go out into the community during that hour in the morning and then come back right before lunch. But we don't want to miss that one, and we have decided to do it during the seminars in the afternoon. And I'm so sorry, if you have some seminar that you really want to attend, do that. Attend the seminar. But if you are up for going out and experiencing this yourself firsthand, then Friday will be in the hour of the seminars in the afternoon, which I don't even remember what time that is. Do you? 2:15. We'll be meeting here in the classroom, and we'll just get our maps there on Friday. We'll get split into teams, and we'll get our vehicles. Those who have a vehicle, I already have a driver possibly. Four. There is a driver for four. There are four spaces right here available, and we'll do that work tomorrow as well to see how many spaces you have in your vehicle if you are able to take someone. So we'll be going out. We'll be going out knocking on doors for an hour, but between going to the place and coming back, it's going to be about 2 to 2.5 hours total. Well, I don't think so. It's going to be, if we leave 2:15, we come here, we'll be leaving at around 2:45, then we'll be back by 4:35 o'clock, we'll be back. I'm sorry?
We're going to miss two seminars.
Two seminars will be missed, yeah. So you have to choose either, and we've talked with the ministerial department here, and they said let people choose. If they want to do the seminars, you go to the seminars. Don't miss those. If you say, okay, I want that practical part, then you come for outreach.
What if you meet at 1 o'clock?
That's a good suggestion. Okay. Does anyone have a problem in meeting, those who want to go out, in meeting at 1 o'clock? 1 o'clock is a good time. It's a good time. I'm thinking about the community as well. That's a good time to be going out. Okay. Is 1 o'clock good? Those who will not come, you're fine because you have your schedule. But those who want to come for an outreach, 1 o'clock would work for you? Raise your hand if it doesn't work for you. If it doesn't work for you. Okay. It does, so we'll be meeting here at 1 on Friday. Now, what I'll ask you to do, I'll ask you to start here, and if you want to go on the outreach, please fill in those, your name, your cell phone number, emergency contact, and if you have a vehicle. If you're not going on outreach, just pass it by. Hopefully by the end of the seminar, everyone has a chance to sign their name. And before you go, I'm giving all of this information now because I know how it is at the end. You will, before you leave, take one of this with you today. Take one of this with you. What? It doesn't matter. If you're going out or not, just take it. This is for your home church. This is for your home church. What this is a visual reminder of the project. The idea is to have it somewhere there. One book in every home in North America by 2026, starting with your community. And by scanning the QR code, you can go to the website to find all the resources, the training seminars and all of that, and order the book. So you can take one of this and place it. By the way, we have mailed out to the 6,300 churches in North America. We've mailed out one of this with one book like this and with a letter to every church. I don't know, some churches have received it, some not. You guys have. Wonderful. Wonderful. So on the way out, if you have not gotten this, take one. If you did get this, then leave it here. That's for you and your church. Okay. Any other question? Any other question? Immediate question right now. If not, we'll try to leave some. Yes, ma'am.
The only question I have, because I do a lot with kids, and I have ample opportunity. I won't be able to go out Friday because, one, this is in my scooter and I don't know how long the battery's going to last, and I don't want to hold everybody up from going, oh, I'm stuck in the middle of the street because my scooter died. I do a lot with kids. Do they have the Great Controversy in kid form?
Awesome. Good question. What there is out there is the Great Controversy coloring book. There is a ministry that have done that. But then what we also do have is the kids' distribution of the Great Controversy. So with the kids going out to distribute on all of our mission trips, we have our kids going out separately. The adults are going out for like 4, 5, 6 hours a day. The kids are going out for an hour or two It is so powerful to hear the testimonies from the kids. So you're probably referring to more how to read the Great Controversy with the kids. Is that what you're referring to?
What's your age group?
And because I teach primary as well as adventure.
Oh.
My kids are more apt, if I do something with them, then it gets the parents involved. I mean, I think if we get the kids involved, like you said, you know, get the kids involved, but I know a lot of times I'm in a store and I'll be the one to go, and you'll probably see me on campus going, does your horn work? I mean, it starts a conversation with the little
one,
keeps them quiet, because a lot of times if we all know in the grocery store, the kids are going, I want, and I'll just start playing with the little one to get distracted, and parents have thanked me, and I've often wished I had something to give to the little one, maybe a coloring
book. Yeah, the coloring book is a great book. It has the main themes of the Great Controversy in them for the kids to color, and a little message there on the top. So it's a good option. Yes.
For your Great Controversy for Children, there's a group outfit out of Chattanooga, My Bible First.
Awesome.
And they have a set up over in the bookstore. And they've got.
Oh, he's.
They also have a thing in the tent, exhibition tent.
What he's talking about is the first class. Mm-hmm. Powerful. Are you talking about the 7-volume option?
But he also has separate things that you
okay.
can use. For children and adults, we're all children.
Yeah.
And I think it's really excellent. It's called My Bible First.
Awesome. Remnant Publication has done those 7 volumes as well, and that one, our now Yarrow is 9, but he was 7 at the time when we bought that. He was with that book. He just devoured it, and he read it multiple times. It's done very, very well. That's, I don't remember how the kit is called, but Remnant Publication, it's the Conflict of the Ages series for kids.
Right.
Powerful stuff. Very well illustrated, very well done. Thank you so much. Thank you for the question and help with the answer. What are the results? You know, many times people are concerned with the results. Is it worth investing the money in the distribution of the books? We're told the results of the circulation of this book, The Great Controversy, are not to be judged by what now appears. By reading it, so it's not like posting a video on YouTube, okay? Posting a video on YouTube, you'll expect likes or views. Delivering The Great Controversy, you have some immediate results, and tomorrow actually, don't miss tomorrow. Tomorrow is going to be the inspirational day, because tomorrow we'll hear tons of testimonies of what the book, The Great Controversy, has done to many, 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 many people. Now in the 21st century, in the past, just a few weeks ago, just we'll hear those testimonies. So Ellen White says, by reading it, some souls will be aroused and will have courage to unite themselves at once with those who keep the commandments of God. But much larger number who read it will not take their position until they see the very events taking places that are foretold in it. The fulfillment of some of the predictions will inspire faith that others also will come to pass. And when the earth is lightened with the glory of the Lord, in the closing work, many souls will take their position on the commandments of God as the result of this agency. So what is Ellen White referring here to? Revelation 18:1. When the loud cry will be happening, the loud cry will reveal all of those people who had the Great Controversy in their homes, who read it, but who did not have enough faith, enough strength to act upon it. But then many, many will come. We don't have time. I need to rush. More than 1,000 will soon be converted in one day, most of whom will trace their first convictions to the reading of our publications. This is, Just imagine if we do one book in every home in North America, that's 148 million homes. If we would do all of that, and if we would have one person only being saved out of all of this outage, would it be worth it? I mean, imagine in heaven meeting that one person, that the entire division, that the 6,000 churches all had gone after one person. Would it be worth it? And then in 10,000 years, that person will come to you and say, thank you for being a part of that movement. And thank you, because thanks to that, I'm here. It's going to be so much worth it. But that's one person. But we're told that it's not going to be one, but it's going to be more than 1,000 in one day. Then the question is it worth it? Is it worth all of our efforts? You know, we have one of our supporters, because with what we're doing, I was sharing with you yesterday, it's very demanding. Just now, we need $2 million to print the books. And I mean, I don't know about you, you probably manage different amounts of money, but for me, $2 million, I don't even know how that looks. It's just scary, scary, scary. But we have a man, we have a guy who had, the Lord has impressed him to support. And just a few weeks ago, he called me. And by the way, it was already a thing to me that he would call, because he said, I don't like to communicate on the phone. He's too busy. He said, communicate always via email. And he's calling me and he said, I need to talk to you. I said, oops, what happened? He says, the Lord has been convicting me lately that I have to narrow the scope of my support, and that I have to support the Great Controversy distribution only. He said, I've got a feeling that the time is so short. And this is a guy who has multiple private jets. And the Lord is convicting him that the time is so short that we have to do as fast as possible this work. The Lord will be convicting your own pastor, the pastor in your church, your board, your church members. So don't worry about what will happen, how this will happen. Just do your part and the Lord will do the rest. Yes.
How, for 1,400 books, who's the publisher of these books? Do we pick them up somewhere?
Good question. Let's talk about it. May I answer right here, right as we go through this. So this is the goal, one book in every home in North America by 2026, and you're a part of this. What do we have set up, and what will we have for you? I want to show you what the process is to go. How do you go from here, and what do you do? So how it works. You go, that's on our website, how to do this project in your local church. Number one, propose this project to your church board. And I would think, we try to put as little as possible there. But number one really is pray. Pray. And pray. Pray seriously about this. That's the key, somebody said. And then propose this, and here you'll just click and it will give you a proposal, editable proposal that you can just change, and I'll show you how the proposal looks. So you can download right there the proposal for your church. The proposal will have the date that you would like to see it happen, the territory that you would like to see it happen. So there is some work to be done in that. Then submit your order. Once the church board approved the project, once they have approved the amount of books, submit your order. And it doesn't matter what books you order. If those are books from Remnant Publications, from Pacific Press, from ASI, it doesn't matter. What is important in this is the message inside the book. The QR codes are not so important. They are just a little tool. But what has power here is the message. It's not the cover. It's not the health magazine. It's not, all of those are just little details. The message in the book, what's the power? So, okay, so then after that, prepare your church for outreach. And we have outlined in our preparation for it's detailed what that preparation entails. How to have multiple Sabbaths when you'll talk about that. Even read some quotes from Spirit of Prophecy about the book or from the book itself. So there are different methods, and that you'll find all of that on our website, the tools. Then you'll you'll click here and you'll get the maps for your outreach. I want to show those who have not been here, who are not here yesterday, how do the maps look. That's how the maps will look for your territory. You will see your church's name on the top left corner. Then you'll see how many homes are in this particular. Usually they're divided by territories of 500 homes, between 400 and 500 homes. What do we do? You'll see on Friday what we'll do. Each one of you probably will get one block that I'll highlight with a highlighter. And you'll receive your map, and that's going to be your block. So we'll talk about a little more about this on Friday. But these are the maps. You'll see the distance from the church there. In this case, it's 1.1 miles from the church. That's this territory. Then the population is 1,300 people in that territory. So that's how the maps look. And we almost have maps for each territory of each church in North America. For each church, for the 6,300 churches in North America, we have it all mapped. And it's a miracle in itself how that happened. We met a guy from Air Force. We met a guy from Air Force that that has retired because of an injury in Air Force. And he was trained by Air Force how to map in a way that's so fast that it would take me probably about 15 years to do what he's doing in 15 days. He has all the software from the Air Force. He has all of that. The Lord has trained him, and he's doing all of that work for us for free. He's volunteering. So so then execute the project and follow up. Very important to think of follow up. Follow up meaning have your church have some seminars, health seminars, prophecy seminars, something that when you distribute the books, you can place the invitation in the book and you can personally invite people to those seminars. So that since you'll be doing this huge effort, take advantage and give people something else. Give them an opportunity to come to your seminars. Yes?
So with those maps, they access it through this website.
That's right.
And then when we get it done, that area, do we do something?
Once the area is done, that's a good, very good question. We are developing an app that everyone would be using an app, and with the app, we'll know exactly what has been done and what hasn't. For now, what you do for your knowledge with your church, you just need to mark all the maps that have been done so that you don't go back to the same territory. But then how we go by the churches. The churches will inform we've done all of our territory, and then we'll know like this that, you know, that territories are being done. Otherwise, we hope the app will be ready soon. It was supposed to be ready last year, and it's so frustrating that it's still not ready. But we're hoping soon.
I'm on the website, and how did you get to that page?
This is not live for everyone yet. This is not live for you yet. It's a back end. It's our back end on the website. It will be live right after this camp meeting is done. Okay. On this same page, you'll find the PowerPoints that I was presenting here. You'll find the audio that's being recorded, and you'll find all of this information. You'll go to on our website where it says resources. Did you see training resources?
No.
If you go to menu, it says training resources. On training resources, you'll find Michigan Camp Meeting.
Okay.
And then Michigan Camp Meeting, you click and you'll find all of this information. Yes.
What do we do if someone's not home?
Good question. We'll answer that Friday right before we go out. We'll be preparing you to what to do there in the community. But short question, short answer, we're just leaving the book at the door. It has this door knob bag that we're leaving it on the doorknob, or we're leaving it right by the door. If it's a place where it rains a lot, we leave the book upside down like this so that it wouldn't get wet. Yes, ma'am.
We ordered some books from Streams of Light, and what we found out is they do ship from Tennessee rather than from California. And so a good thing to know is if you get knowledge ahead of time, you know somebody in Tennessee who has room for heavy books in their car. Because it costs about almost $1 a book to ship.
Yes, it's a good point there. And in your case, guys, here in California, in Michigan, it's even easier because your conference in Lansing, they have the books right at the conference. Yes, and they have the books. They have the books with your own cover. This is the only Michigan conference has their own cover, nobody else. So you guys are unique. You're very unique. At the back, you have the BibleStudyOffer.com. That's Michigan conference's thing. So that's your own thing. So
is it under personal ministries or publishing?
It's publishing department. Publishing department. So you order through them. Okay. So the idea is for you guys basically how to organize this outreach in with your church is to go to the website, go to training resources. You'll find Michigan Camp Meeting, and in Michigan Camp Meeting, you'll find all that you need for your own church. We will be, you'll find the phone numbers there for our evangelism department. In our evangelism department, there are some energetic people who'll try to help you. For example, if you encounter a problem where your pastor says, I think that this book should not go in any home of our territory. Not in every home, in any home. And we encounter that a lot. We encounter that a lot. In Michigan, maybe not as much. Not as much. But you'll be surprised. Even in Michigan, when we did the outreach, we had some pastors from Michigan talk to us like that. But after talking to them, they were convinced, because they are sincere. They were convinced and they said, we see your point. We see the spirit of prophecy says, let's do it. So if you need help, let us know. We'll do what we can, and then we'll go from there.
They wouldn't let it in because they wanted to have Bible studies first or something?
They just said it doesn't fit with our evangelistic strategy. And when we explained them how we have seen how one thing leads to the other, they said, okay, it makes sense. And they did it. Yes, I want to show you one more thing, just the proposal. This is the proposal there. So what you'll have to do, you'll have to put the church name, then boom, 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 benefits. We describe the benefits, specifics, proposed dates. So you'll have to put the dates here. Suggested territory, you'll have to discuss that with your personal ministries director as well. What's the suggested? So it's good. You can do two things. You can either give it raw here to the church board that they would decide, or you can do some homework before and help them and put proposed dates and tell the church board that they can change if they see it differently. And if the church is already doing it, yes, please do. An email that our church is doing the project. And when, especially if your church has completed your entire city, we want to know. We want to know that. Then you have here resources, video of what to do at the door, sample bookmark insert, sample church fly insert, advanced canvassing script, sample of surveys, practical training outline. So you have quite a few resources there for you to use. Okay, any final question? Yes. Yes, your pastor has received the maps. The maps were basically marked, the streets that have been done, they were all marked, and what's undone, it's marked as well. Yes.
2,000 books we've already done, and so I've been marking them on a map. We blew up a map, so, but it wasn't these books, it was the ones that are handed out with the flag.
Yes, yes, yes. So it doesn't matter what book.
How do we just remark on the maps?
No. Just keep doing what you're doing. Once you complete your territory, you let us know that you've done it. But for your purposes, it doesn't affect. It doesn't matter what book you distribute. Just keep distributing. As long as it's the Great Controversy, it doesn't matter what cover, it doesn't matter what format, just keep distributing. Okay, well, people, what a blessing to be together tomorrow. It's an inspirational day. We'll hear a lot about what the Lord is doing through the Great Controversy in different lives, in different people, and in our own territory. So please take one of this with you. We'll pray, and I would like to see where is the sign-up sheet. I assume that this group has not signed up yet. If you can wait and sign up, that would be so helpful. This way we can organize the books. I'll know how many books we need for the outreach. Let's pray together. Father, what a privilege to be alive in this very, very, very solemn time. We have freedom and we have some prosperity. Father, help us to be wise and to do the work during this time. Help us to understand that distributing the Great Controversy is not the only work. It's one of the realms and one of the areas. Public evangelists speaking to people straight truth in love. That's another realm. Through schools, through medical institutions, through different ways to serve people like welfare ministries. There are so many ways that you have showed us that we have to work in these last days. Father, help us to do it all, but help us to remember that we need to give the three angels' messages with whatever we do to include the three angels' messages, because that's the last warning to a world that's dying. Father, bless this group. Bless the churches that we all represent. Father, we want to ask you to claim that promise of the anointing of the Holy Spirit in a latter rain measure. You said that when the largest portion of the church becomes laborers together with you, it will be outpoured. So, Father, help us to fulfill that condition. Help us to rally not only our own church, but the churches around us. Help us to rally our conferences, Father, that so that you would come very soon. Please bless us today, so that we would be a blessing to others. In the name of Jesus, amen.
To listen to more of these presentations, you may visit the audio archives at MISDA.org/audio2023 or search for Michigan Conference Camp Meeting wherever you get your podcast.